You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. 200,000 Muslim pilgrims visited the Temple Mount on the final Friday of the holy month of Ramadan and posed no challenge to hundreds of police deployed in the capital. Despite calls by Hamas for worshippers to engage in violence, Ramadan has seen hundreds of thousands of Muslims pray peacefully in Jerusalem. 10,000 people took part in mass demonstrations at the Gaza Strip border on Friday afternoon. Gaza health officials said four Palestinians, one of them a teenager, were killed in clashes with Israeli troops during the 11th consecutive week of border clashes. Over 100 people were injured by live firing clashes along the security fence, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Another 525 Palestinians were injured from tear gas inhalation, eight of them seriously. Protesters hurled grenades, improvised explosives and rocks at soldiers, burnt tires and flew dozens of incendiary kites and balloons into Israeli territory, sparking a number of fires. Troops fired tear gas canisters at the mob, and the army also confirmed that live rounds were fired in accordance with its rules of engagement. Five fires broke out yesterday in the area of Kibbutz Be'eri and Kisufim near the Gaza security fence after flaming kites were flown into Israeli territory from within the Hamas-controlled strip. All the fires were extinguished by local firefighting teams and security coordinators. No casualties were reported. Since March the 30th, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have launched hundreds of helium balloons and kites bearing flammable materials into Israeli territory, starting over 200 fires. The JNF on Tuesday threatened to sue Hamas in an international court for severe damages caused to its land along the Gaza border by the incendiary kites sent into Israel, as well as by firing rockets and mortar shells. Using drones, a group of conscripted soldiers and hobbyists have managed to bring down over 500 fire kites and balloons launched by Palestinians in the Gaza Strip towards Israeli territory over the past 10 weeks. Yesterday, an Israeli aircraft, for the first time, attacked a group of three Gazans preparing a store of balloons the Palestinians have been using to send incendiary devices over the border. No injuries were reported in the strike in the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun. The IDF said the aircraft fired warning shots. Mimicking tactics from Gaza, Palestinians in the West Bank launched what are believed to be the first incendiary devices used there on Thursday. The kites were flown over the settlements of Matan, Yarhiv and Nirit, three communities near the city of Kfar Saba. One of the kites caused a fire in a field, which was quickly put out without major damage, while another struck a power line, causing a power outage in the area for several hours. A top IDF spokesperson on Thursday said Razan al-Najjar, the Palestinian medic shot dead during clashes along the Gaza border last week, was no angel of mercy. The army released a video showing her lobbing a smoke grenade towards Israeli forces. The video was released 2 days after the army said an internal review had determined that Najjar was not intentionally targeted by snipers following international outcry over her death. Military police opened an investigation on Thursday into the fatal shooting of Azadine Tamimi, 21, who was killed by soldiers the day before in the West Bank village of Nebi Saleh. The Palestinian was hit by fire after he threw a stone at an IDF unit. The Palestinians have asked the UN General Assembly to hold an emergency meeting to adopt a resolution that would deplore Israel's excessive use of force, particularly in Gaza, and seek recommendations to ensure the protection of Palestinian civilians. The move follows the US veto of a Kuwait-sponsored resolution in the Security Council on June 1st, which the United States Ambassador Nikki Haley called grossly one-sided for deploring the use of Israeli force while not mentioning Hamas, which rules Gaza. The Israeli cabinet will discuss the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip during its meeting today for the first time since the start of the weekly protests at the end of March. Prime Minister Netanyahu last week spoke with European leaders about the situation. He stressed that Israel was the main actor and possibly the only one working to improve the situation for the Palestinians in the coastal enclave, saying that neither the Palestinian Authority nor Hamas was helping them. On Monday, he said, "I spoke with Chancellor Angela Merkel about the situation in Gaza and repeated the fact that the entire border situation is due to the economic situation, plain and simple." He said Israel was exploring various options to prevent a humanitarian collapse there. He blamed the humanitarian situation in Gaza on PA President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to freeze the salaries of PA employees in Gaza, as well as Hamas's investment in terror. In the face of intense Palestinian pressure, Argentina on Tuesday announced that it had decided to pull out of a highly anticipated soccer match against Israel, days before Lionel Messi and his team were scheduled to take the pitch in Jerusalem. Amid the fallout from the cancellation of the game, set to have taken place last night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Culture and Sports Minister Miri Regev were pointing the finger at each other over the decision to hold the game in Jerusalem. The friendly match was originally set to be held in the Sammy Offer Stadium in Haifa, but was moved last month to the capital's Teddy Kollek Stadium. A majority of Israelis believe Culture and Sports Minister Miri Regev's insistence on turning the game into part of Israel's 70th anniversary celebrations and bringing it to the capital was a mistake that led to the match being scratched. Israel's 57th Shavua HaSefer, Book Week, which actually lasts 11 days, began on Wednesday. Israelis are considered the world's highest per capita purchasers of books, and this week is an opportunity to buy at greatly reduced prices, as well as to participate in meetings with authors, lectures, live musical performances, plus events and activities for children and young adults. It was a wildly enthusiastic audience on Tuesday night at the third and final performance of the Philadelphia Orchestra, held in Jerusalem, marking the end of the symphony's much-discussed trip to Israel to mark the country's 70th birthday. The orchestra had been greeted with similar warmth by audiences in Tel Aviv and Haifa. At the end of the performance, music director Yannick Nezet-Seguin thanked the audience for its standing ovation with a simple Toda Rabah Havirim, thank you, friends. Pro-Palestinian activists protested outside the orchestra's Kimmel Center for several weeks prior to the tour, and an op-ed piece in the Philadelphia Inquirer said the orchestra tour in Israel was being used to divert attention from Israeli crimes. Over 250,000 people celebrated at Tel Aviv's 20th Gay Pride Parade on Friday, an event that draws people from around the world to party at the Israeli beach city that has built an image of an oasis of tolerance for the LGBT community. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.